White House sets rule, no more transgender pronouns in federal offices. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 31, 2025. The White House is barring transgenderism from federal offices. For example, by blocking the use of transgender pronouns and barring mixed-sex restrooms. The rules will go into effect on Friday, by the end of the business day. The U.S. Office of Personnel Management, OPM, released a memorandum on Wednesday providing guidance to agencies regarding President Donald Trump's executive order, titled Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government. Just released memorandum from OPM. Federal facilities will now have a bathroom ban for transgender people. It will go into effect on the 31st. It also has a slew of effects and puts into place the first anti-trans EEL policies for every agency. This will have a ton of impacts very quickly. Image or embed. Aaron Reed, at aaroninthemorning.com. January 29, 2025 at 7:21 p.m. President Trump's executive order, otherwise simply known as Defending Women, was sent to the heads of U.S. departments and agencies and stated that each agency should take prompt actions to end programs that use taxpayer money to promote or reflect gender ideology. Agency heads have been given clear instructions on steps they must take to terminate the inculcating of gender ideology in the federal government. The memorandum also states that these steps must be completed no later than 5 p.m. Eastern on Friday. The steps include sending an email to all agency employees announcing that the agency will be complying with Defending Women, and review all agency programs, contracts, and grants, and terminate any that promote or include gender ideology. Review all agency position descriptions and send a notification to all employees whose position description involves inculcating or promoting gender ideology that they are being placed on paid administrative leave effective immediately as the agency takes steps to close/end all initiatives and programs that inculcate or promote gender ideology, the memo adds. Government agencies must also take down all outward-facing media, websites, social media accounts, etc., that inculcate or promote gender ideology, and review agency email systems such as Outlook and turn off features that prompt users for their pronouns. Additionally, they must withdraw any final or pending documents, directives, orders, regulations, materials, forms, communications, statements, and plans that inculcate or promote gender ideology, and cancel any trainings that inculcate or promote gender ideology or have done so in the past. The memo also directs agencies to disband or cancel any employee resource groups or special emphasis programs that inculcate or promote gender ideology or have done so in the past. Moreover, they must review all agency forms that require entry of an individual's sex and ensure that all list male or female only, and not gender identity, and remove requests for gender and substitute requests for sex. The memorandum goes on to instruct agencies to ensure that all applicable agency policies and documents, including forms, use the term sex and not gender. Transgender individuals are also no longer permitted to enter federal restrooms and other facilities designated for a specific sex, the order states. Ensure that intimate space is designated for women, girls, or females, or for men, boys, or males, are designated by biological sex and not gender identity, the memo reads. The heads of U.S. departments and agencies have also been directed to send a report to the OPM on all the steps they have taken to implement this guidance no later than 12 p.m. on Friday, February 7. In their report, they have been instructed to include a complete list of actions taken in response to this guidance and Defending Women, and any agency plans to fully comply with this guidance and Defending Women. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.